Alright, welcome back to our seventh day of our Christmas octave, this continuing liturgical celebration of the day, the birthday of Jesus Christ. We have some great readings that will be in the middle of this podcast. If you're only interested in them, you can fast forward to them, to the Office of Readings. But here we're going to combine Office of Readings and Morning Prayer as we celebrate this great solemnity and this great gift of Christmas, this gift of the Incarnation, and gift of the only begotten Son of God to us. Let us begin with the invitatory. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help us is usually the verse introducing, but when we start with the invitatory, it's Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. And then we can pick Psalm 24, 67, 95, or 100 for an invitatory antiphon. 100. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. Go within his gates, giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. Now we have a song or a hymn, and we can take it from either any of the offices, really, because we're combining two offices together. While shepherds watched their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, an angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. Fear not, he said, for mighty dread has seized their troubled mind. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and humankind. To you in David's town this day is born of David's line, a Savior who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign. The heavenly babe there you shall find, in human view displayed, all simply wrapped in swaddling clothes and in a manger laid. Thus spoke the angel suddenly, appearing a shining throng of angels praising God, who thus addressed their joyful song. All glory be to God on high, and to the earth be peace. To those on whom his favor rests, goodwill shall never cease. And then we're going to begin with the Office of Readings, or we could begin with morning prayer. Let's begin with morning prayer. Tell us, shepherds, what have you seen? Who has appeared on earth? We have seen a newborn infant and a choir of angels praising the Lord. So again, remember that we have the opportunity to learn things from the Liturgy of the Hours book. Here, it's very interesting that every day the church asks us to flip in our books back to the celebration of Christmas Day, morning and evening prayer, and we have these telling antiphons putting us into the heat of the event of Christ's birthday that we repeat each day during the octave, even for the entire week after Christmas Day. We celebrate Christmas Day and make it present by our prayers, or the Holy Spirit makes us present in it. This is our Psalm 63, a soul thirsting for God. O God, you are my God. For you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. Tell us, shepherds, what have you seen? Who has appeared on earth? We have seen a newborn infant and a choir of angels praising the Lord. Alleluia. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name, I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to all of us who call to you now, to those who call to you. May our lips praise you rightly. May our lives proclaim your goodness. May our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever. Tell us, shepherds, what have you seen? Who has appeared on earth? We have seen a newborn infant and a choir of angels praising the Lord. Alleluia. The angels said to the shepherds, I proclaim to you a great joy. Today, the Savior of the world is born for you. Alleluia. Daniel chapter 3. All you servants of the Lord, sing praise to him. Let all creatures praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you multitudes of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. The angel said to the shepherds, I proclaim to you a great joy. Today the Savior of the world is born for you. Alleluia. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The angel said to the shepherds, I proclaim to you a great joy. Today the Savior of the world is born for you. Alleluia. See, even I made a mistake. You're not supposed to say the glory to the Father after that, because they inserted, let us bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as an equivalent phrase into the scriptural prayer itself. Antiphon 3, a little child is born for us today, little and yet called the mighty God. Alleluia. Psalm 149, the joy of God's holy people. Let the sons of the church, the children of the new people, rejoice in Christ, their King. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. A little child is born for us today, little and yet called the mighty God. Alleluia. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, A little child is born for us today, little and yet called the mighty God. Alleluia. To deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let Israel, both old and new, acknowledge you, Lord, as Creator and Redeemer both. We put all our trust in your faithfulness, in your promises of our future resurrection, and your church's care now, and we proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever. A little child is born for us today, little and yet called the mighty God. Alleluia. Now, let us read the morning, the office of readings. And we're going to do something a little bit unusual. We're going to switch the morning prayer, antiphons and psalms, with the office of readings, antiphons and psalms, and we'll go for our combined office from there. So something a little bit unorthodox, maybe, but I think that it helps us to pray better, at least for today. In these last days, God has spoken to us through his Son, the Word, through whom he made all things. First reading from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Colossians. 2:4-15, our faith in Christ. I tell you all this so that no one may delude you with specious arguments. I may be absent in body, but I am with you in spirit, happy to see good order among you and firmness of your faith in Christ. Continue, therefore, to live in Christ Jesus the Lord. In the spirit in which you received him, be rooted in him and built up in him, growing ever stronger in faith as you were taught, and overflowing with gratitude. See to it that no one deceives you through any empty, seductive philosophy that follows mere human traditions, a philosophy based on cosmic powers rather than on Christ. In Christ, the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. Yours is a share of this fullness. In him who is the head of every principality and power. You were also circumcised in him, not with the circumcision administered by hand, but with Christ's circumcision, which strips off the carnal body completely. In baptism, you were not only buried with him, but also raised to life with him, because you believed in the power of God, who raised him from the dead, even when you were dead in sin, and your flesh was uncircumcised. God gave you new life in company with Christ. He pardoned all our sins. He canceled the bond that stood against us with all its claims, snatching it up and nailing it to the cross. Thus did God disarm the principalities and powers. He made a public show of them, and leading them off captive, triumphed in the person of Christ. Responsory prayer. The fullness of divinity lives in Christ's humanity. He is the head over every power and authority. In baptism, we were buried with Christ, and in baptism, we have risen to a new life with him through our faith in the power of God. He is the head over every power and authority. Now, our second reading is really also very powerful, and it comes from a sermon by St. Leo the Great, Pope. The birthday of the Lord is the birthday of peace, is the caption. Although the state of infancy, which the majesty of the Son of God did not disdain to assume, developed with the passage of time into the maturity of manhood, and although after the triumph of the Passion and the Resurrection, all his lowly acts undertaken on our behalf belong to the past, nevertheless, today's feast of Christmas renews for us the sacred beginning of Jesus' life. His birth from the Virgin Mary, in the very act in which we are reverencing the birth of our Savior, we are also celebrating our own new birth. For the birth of Christ is the origin of the Christian people, and the birthday of the head is also the birthday of the body. Through each and every individual occupies a definitive place in this body to which he has been called, and through all the progeny of the church, and though all the progeny of the church are differentiated and marked with the passage of time, Nonetheless, as the whole community of the faithful, once begotten in the baptismal font, was crucified with Christ in the Passion, raised up with him in the resurrection, and at the ascension placed at the right hand of the Father, so too it is born with him in this nativity which we are celebrating today. For each believer regenerated in Christ, no matter in what part of the whole world he may be, breaks with that ancient way of life that derives from original sin, and by rebirth is transformed into a new man. Henceforth he is reckoned to be of the stock, not of his earthly father, but of Christ, who became Son of Man precisely that men could become sons of God. For unless in humility he had come down to us, none of us by our own merits could ever go up to him. Therefore the greatness of the gift which he has bestowed on us demands an appreciation proportionate to its excellence. For blessed Paul the Apostle truly teaches, we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is from God, that we might understand the gifts God has bestowed on us. The only way that he can be worthily honored by us is the presentation to him of that which he has already given us. But what can we find in the treasure of the Lord's bounty more in keeping with the glory of this feast than that peace which was first announced by the angelic choir on the day of his birth? For that peace from which the sons of God spring sustains love and mother's unity. It refreshes the blessed and shelters eternity. Its characteristic function and special blessing is to join to God those whom it separates from this world. Therefore, may those who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God, offer to the Father their harmony as sons, united in peace, and may all those whom he has adopted as his members meet in the firstborn of the new creation, who came not to do his own will, but the will of the one who sent him. For the grace of the Father has adopted as heirs neither the contentious nor the dissident, but those who are one in thought and love. The hearts and minds of those who have been reformed according to one and the same image should be in harmony with one another. The birthday of the Lord is the birthday of peace, as Paul the Apostle says, for he is our peace, who has made us both one. For whether we be Jew or Gentile, through him we have access in one spirit to the Father. Responsory Prayer. You were once far away from God, but now you have been brought very near through the blood of Christ. He himself is our peace, who has made us all one. Christ came to proclaim the good news to us, peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. He himself is our peace, who has made us all one. And now we're just going to continue with the Psalms that would have been for the office of readings, and we'll do them in morning prayer and finish that off. Now, it is worth mentioning that in this beautiful letter, there are many different kind of ways of approaching what situation Paul was writing this into. Actually, there aren't many. There's really only two. But many may relate this to the letter to the Galatians, because Paul mentions circumcision repeatedly, and he says that they have received God's salvation by uniting with Christ, even when their flesh was uncircumcised. Further, he says that there is a seductive philosophy of mere human tradition, and human tradition may remind us of the way Jesus rebukes the Pharisees for following the traditions of men or human traditions. So many people think, okay, this is another Judaizing controversy, another controversy with Judaizing Christians who want to change Gentile Christians to be Jewish, to basically be ethnic Jews. But it seems, as the Catholic commentary notes, that there's something additional going on here, besides simply Judaizing and trying to get people to observe Mosaic and oral laws, because Paul also says right after that This is a philosophy based on cosmic powers rather than on Christ. So the many scholars in the Catholic commentary, they point out perhaps that this has to do with kind of a folk mixture of Judaism, Christianity, and kind of paganism. So perhaps that's kind of what Paul is affirming, the absolute priority, firsthood, and first importance of Christ, because they have in Christ everything that they need over and above that. But anyway, he writes them united with one in the Spirit, in this fellowship, this friendship in the Spirit, saying that it's almost as if he's there watching over them in the Spirit, and they in too walk in the Spirit that they received Christ in. He wants to strengthen their faith, just as Peter is called to strengthen the faith of the disciples. And of course, there's that beautiful reflection on Old Testament circumcision, where he contrasts Old Testament circumcision with the circumcision of Christ, or Christ's circumcision. So they've already been able to be united with Christ by Christ's circumcision, and then he immediately goes on to explain, in baptism they were buried with him, risen with him, and that's what St. Leo explained. The Christian people are united with one so closely, so tightly, that they too are risen and crucified with Christ. Now the Canticle of Zechariah, suddenly there was with the angel a great company of the heavenly hosts, praising God and singing, glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Suddenly, there was with the angel a great company of the heavenly hosts, praising God and singing, glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Alleluia. Humbly yet confidently, let us invoke Christ the Lord, whose favor has been shown to all people. Lord, have mercy. Christ, born of the Father before the ages, splendor of his glory, image of his being, your word, who holds all creation in being, we ask you to give new life to our world through your gospel. Christ, you were born into the world at the fullness of time to save mankind and to give freedom to every creature. We ask you to extend the liberty of your sonship, of our sonship, in you to all people. Christ, consubstantial Son of the Father, begotten before the dawn of day and born in Bethlehem in fulfillment of the Scriptures, we ask you to make your church a notable example of poverty and simplicity. Christ, God and man, Lord of David and Son of David, fulfillment of all prophecies, we pray that Israel may recognize you as its Messiah, and we pray that we too will be able to walk as humble servants of one another, deferring to one another, loving one another, and building up families and communities that will stand the test of time. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Ever-living God, in the birth of your Son, our religion has its origin and its perfect fulfillment. Help us to share in the life of Christ, for he is the salvation of mankind, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. I have no 5-minute catechesis prepared, but I hope that you have a blessed and wonderful and happy rest of your day, and that any challenges that you have, you feel, you know God is with you throughout this beautiful continuation of Christmas Day during the Christmas octave.